recently, I've been very intrigued by what has become known as everyday carry. What are the items that you carry with you every day? What must you have on your person or within arm's reach all the time? Looking back on my childhood, I remember my dad always having with him some cash, a handkerchief, a pocket knife, and a belt and a watch. So naturally, as I've gotten older, I tend to have with me, on most occasions, cash, a handkerchief, a pocket knife, and a watch. I've added a couple of other things that I deem essential, and I've been trying to teach my sons and daughter what items they need to always have, just in case. Well, in our text today, Jesus is going to describe to us an item that is essential for our survival in the faith. And it may be a bit of a surprise to you. But regardless, we must realize that what Jesus presents to us in this passage is not given to us in a vacuum or as a good life advice. These words that we are all familiar with are given in a specific context. So Jesus has just commanded us to love each other with His love so as to help us persevere in the faith. John 15:12 says this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then later in verse 17, he says, "These things I command you so that you will love one another." So do you see what Jesus is doing here? He's prepping the disciples for a world that they are about to enter. He's getting them ready for their real world and has told them that they are going to be persecuted, that they're going to be hated without cause because of their affiliation with Jesus, because of their following Jesus and proclamation of Jesus, their devotion to Jesus. It's not going to go well with them, in other words. In another place, Jesus tells them, "I'm sending you out as lambs among the wolves." Jesus knew exactly what type of hostility he was ushering his disciples into. And he also knows what it will take to keep them faithful. And this is why in verse 17 he says, "These things I command you so that you will love one another." That's how we know it's essential. Jesus commands us to abide in Him, to abide in His Word, to abide in His love. Those are essential for endurance in the faith. And one of the essential ingredients is to be in an environment, in an atmosphere, where disciples can know and experience the love of Christ from one another. After all, isn't that what has brought them thus far? And what is to happen when Jesus physically leaves the earth? He will send His Spirit, who will empower them to love, not like humans love, but as Jesus loved, so that they can continue to endure and persevere in the faith. Every day, I put in my pockets essential tools and items to get me through the day, items I learned to carry from my Father. Well, if you've been born again, you have a Heavenly Father that has shown you, that has told you, that has equipped you to carry with you some certain tools for your good and benefit and for the good and benefit of those that you say you have committed yourself to. Are you walking in the greatest love ever known? Are you giving the greatest love that's ever known? Is it essential in your life? Today, when you pray, please pray for Paige Sanchez and her family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Curia LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.